Connected to Christ, Witnessing in Everyday Life is the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June. It's written by Dr. Mark Wood, Director of Witness and Outreach for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Learn more about Connected to Christ at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, Connected to Christ, Witnessing in Everyday Life, issuesetc.org or 1-800-325-3040.
Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, he healed the sick.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to teach a Sunday school lesson. An angel rescuing Peter from prison in Acts chapter 12. Why is he in prison? And what does King Herod plan to do with him now that he's got Peter in his clutches? And why does Peter think, while he's being let out of prison, that this is all just a vision that he's having? He's not really being released from prison. Joining us to teach a Sunday school lesson on Acts chapter 12, an angel rescues Peter, Pastor Tom Baker. He's host of the radio show called Law and Gospel. For 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
What had King Herod been doing to Christians in Jerusalem in Acts chapter 12?
Yeah, we need to go back a little bit because every time somebody hears the word King Herod, they're thinking about Herod the Great, who was the ruler at the time of Jesus' birth, and he was responsible for the slaughter of the innocent children. No, this Herod is his grandson. In fact, what happened after Herod the Great died, he was succeeded in Judea by his son Archelaus. And believe it or not, the Romans thought that he was so cruel, they deposed him in AD 6. And then Agrippa became the first Herod to rule over Judea after the reign of Archelaus. And during his reign, he began a persecution of the church. Now, why did he do that? Well, you need to read the scripture here, because it says in verse 1 of Acts 12, about that time, Herod, remember, this is the grandson of King Herod the Great, the king laid violent hands on some who belonged to the church. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. And this was during the holidays of unleavened bread. And so he put him in prison and was going to deliver him over to four squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out to the people and then put him to death. In other words, this king kind of looked at what the people were thinking. And when they were happy, when James was killed, then this king said, well, that's good. We'll go ahead and kill others. And that's how Peter ended up in jail.
You had mentioned this briefly, but what kind of precautions had Herod put into place to either keep Peter from escaping or to prevent someone from helping Peter to escape?
Well, when he put him in prison, he delivered him over, verse 4, to four squads of soldiers to guard him. Now, that kind of reminds me of the soldiers that were guarding the tomb of Jesus after the tomb was closed. You see, they didn't get very far either. But he was really willing to make a name for himself, Herod, by putting to death and really getting the joy of the people even more, because they didn't like the Christians either, since they were speaking a message as Jesus had done about Jesus being the Savior of the world and the one to bring forgiveness. So Herod was doing everything he could to make sure that he would be able to put Peter to death.
So tell us about how this angel delivered Peter.
Yes. This also is regarded in the history of the church as the first time that persecution was organized by the civil government. Now, that's happening in our country today, these days. A nunnery was told they could no longer adopt children because they refused to adopt them to certain parents who were living unwarranted lifestyles. And so they were told they couldn't do any adoption. The Supreme Court came through and said, no, you can't tell a nunnery who they can adopt and who they can't. And so they're now back in the adoption business. But there was a state government and state courts trying to persecute the Christian church. So here's Peter in prison, and there's no doubt that there was a famine that had gone on, and the Christians were being blamed for the famine because it had been prophesied by Agabus, who was a Christian. That's in Acts 11:28, a Christian prophet. Now, Agrippa, Herod, was an able politician, and he arrested Peter because James's execution had been very popular. Now, what the Sunday school teachers need to do is examine each part of the text, because as soon as Peter was arrested, earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. And this is very important to teach the Sunday school, that God the Holy Spirit desires us to encourage us to pray when sufferings come. Because sufferings come to us not as a punishment, but as a way of bringing us back closer to God. So, Herod's plan, he was going to kill Peter right after the Passover, and that was occurring that weekend. And he probably planned to time the execution in this way so he would not disrupt the feast, but also so that lingering pilgrims, because a lot of them stayed around in Jerusalem afterwards, would have an opportunity to see the execution. And so, on the very night that Peter was to be executed, God sent an angel to rescue him. Now, in the biblical text, when you see the words, the angel of the Lord, that usually is referring to the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, like at Mount Sinai. The angel of the Lord is Jesus, who visits Moses with that burning bush that doesn't catch on fire. But when it says an angel of the Lord, then that is the appearance of a real created angel. And that created angel had to have occurred in the six 24-hour days of creation. Because if you'll recall, soon after the creation of man and woman, who did Eve and Adam meet in the garden? It says it was a serpent, but the book of Revelation makes it clear that it was Satan himself, and Satan is a fallen angel. So that before the sin of Adam and Eve, angels did exist. A war had taken place, and the bad angels wanted to go against God, and the good angels did not. And so it's these good angels that God sends to take care of us.
Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson, an angel rescuing Peter from prison in Acts chapter 12. On the other side, Peter is so surprised by this that he thinks it's all a vision. Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. You can promote your confessional Lutheran church and support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by becoming a congregational sponsor. When your church pledges $1,000, we'll publicize your congregation on the podcast, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Learn more on the Support Donate page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Become an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor.
I'm Chaplain Sean Denzer, Director of Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Congregations work hard to keep the Word of Christ dwelling richly in His disciples now and into eternal life. We work to help and support that effort. Learn more at lcms.org/worship. You'll find resources on the church year, Bible studies on the hymns of the day, audio helps for learning to sing our services, and look for worship planning resources to find the latest from LCMS worship. That's lcms.org/worship. May the Word of Christ dwell richly in you.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues, etc.
We confess that the Church is one holy, Catholic, and apostolic, and yet, as we look at the Church here in 2021, it hardly seems one holy, Catholic, apostolic Church. How do we come to grips with this reality? Is the Church one? How is she united? How do we look to her head, Jesus Christ? Well, this question and many others are discussed in the June-July issue of the Lutheran Witness. It's all about the Church. To order your copy, visit cph.org/witness and visit our website, witness.lcms.org, to learn more. The Lutheran Witness, helping you look at the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/lutheracademy.
We're getting a Sunday school lesson on an angel rescuing Peter in Acts chapter 12 from Pastor Tom Baker. This is Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Here's a recent statement from Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Never has providing a rich Christ-centered education been so very important. Political and social ideologies contrary to God's word permeate many other schools, but our Lutheran schools provide a Christ-centered alternative where Christ and His gift of forgiveness, life, and salvation are taught and lived out. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod operates more than 1,000 early childhood centers and preschools and more than 750 elementary schools. Find a school near you at lcms.org/schools, lcms.org/schools. So Tom, why does Peter, at least at first, think that he is having a vision when the angel is leading him out of prison?
Normally, angels are invisible. They're invisible spiritual beings created by God, and they're used by God to protect His people. In fact, there was one angel who went to war against an army that was outside of Jerusalem and killed thousands of soldiers by getting them fighting with each other, not knowing who the enemy was. But you also see them visible. When Gabriel met with Mary, he was visible. She saw him. He wasn't like the described as the angels in Isaiah, each who had six wings, but he looked like a normal human being and gave that wonderful message to Mary, and she believed it. The word angel, angelos, actually means messenger. In some parts of the Bible, like in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, God gives a message to the messengers of the church that can be translated as angels, but also could be understood as the pastors. So the pastors are the one who give God's message to their people. Demons are fallen angels, rebelled against God and try to make man serve them, as we saw in Genesis 3. And they seek to destroy everything that is good, especially faith in Christ. Even the devil himself attempted to get Jesus to do things that were contrary to the will of God so that his mission would be destroyed. We only know of 3 temptations in the wilderness. I'm sure there were more, and Jesus withstood them all. So this angel comes, and Peter just thinks he's kind of like in a dream. How is this happening? Because the angel tells him, dress yourself, put on your sandals. This is in the prison. His chains fell off, and he was told to wrap your cloak around you and follow me. So he followed the angel. It says in verse 9 of Acts 12, he did not know that was being done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. And then they passed by the first and the second guard, came to the iron gate that led into the city, and of its own accord, the Bible says, it opened for them. And they went out along the street, and the angel said to him, when Peter came to himself, he said, now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting. And as I was a Sunday school teacher, I would take the opportunity to ask children times that they maybe were rescued and that an angel might have been involved. Maybe they were talking to someone who was speaking false doctrine, or they almost had a car accident and hurt themselves, or other such things. We need to get the children thinking realistically about the fact that angels do exist.
After being freed, Peter said, now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people. What does that last phrase mean there?
The expectation of the Jewish people was that these Christians were contrary to how they understood God. They understood God to be telling them that by their sacrifices, by their works, remember that one Pharisee? Thank God I'm not like that tax collector because I tithe, I fast. Notice he's only speaking about the ceremonial laws, not the moral laws, which Jesus says everybody breaks in the Sermon on the Mount, if not by deed, by thought, and by word. So the expectation of the Jewish people was that God would be victorious, and not only James, but also Peter would be put to death. And of course, that did not happen because of God's work through the angel.
Peter went to the house of John Mark's mother. Strikes me this might even be this place where the Lord's Supper was instituted there in Jerusalem. What happened then?
Well, he went to the mother of John, whose other name was Mark, John Mark. And many were gathered together, and they were praying about Peter. So he knocked at the door, and there was a servant girl named Rhoda. She recognized Peter's voice, but she was so excited, she didn't open the gate, but ran and reported that Peter was standing at the entrance of the home. And they said to her, you are out of your mind. But she kept insisting that was so. And they even said, it must be his angel. But Peter continued knocking, and then they came, they opened it, they saw him, and were amazed. And motioning to them with his hand to be silent, he described to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison, and he said, tell these things to James and to the brothers. Then he departed and went to another place. But we know that he had also taken with him, according to an early church father named Papias, P-A-P-I-A-S, that he had a companion, and this was the John Mark who lived in that house. And in fact, they say that Mark's gospel that we read is a summary of the preaching that he heard from Peter while the two of them did great ministry in the city of Rome. So God had a purpose, not only in Peter's life, but also in the life of every Sunday school child.
What kept Peter from being rearrested by Herod?
Well, the answer is clear. God did. He saw to it that what happened was that Herod died, and therefore there was no one to rearrest him. And that occurs in verse 20 of chapter 12. Now Herod was angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon, and they came to him with one accord, and having persuaded his chamberlain, they asked for peace, and Herod didn't want to do it, and he referred to himself as God. And even the people were shouting, the voice of a God and not of a man. Immediately, verse 23, an angel of the Lord struck him down because he did not give God the glory, and he was eaten by worms and breathed his last. But the word of the Lord increased and multiplied.
Finally, what's the law and gospel in this Sunday school lesson?
The law is that we often judge God by our experience, and we see bad things happening to us, and we think, where is God? Why isn't he helping me? But the gospel is, it's especially in your times of grief and sorrow that God is there helping you, because that's what he was called to do. That is the proper work of God, as Jesus himself sympathizes with all believers and is there to bring good out of bad.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of the radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Find out more about Law and Gospel on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Tom, thanks.
And thank you.
Wednesday on Issues Etc., we'll have Dr. Mark Woods answer the question, will Christians return to worship services post-pandemic? We'll continue our series with Pastor Jonathan Fisk on the Book of Proverbs and its media coverage of religion with Terry Mattingly. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of his family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in his ways.